This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tonight, Thursday night, will be Vice President Harris's night at the Democratic National Convention. She will accept her party's nomination for president. But last night belonged to her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Tim Walz has accepted the Democratic vice presidential nomination, using a primetime speech to introduce himself to America. A relative unknown just 2 weeks ago, Walz spoke in Chicago's United Center to a roaring crowd.
Thank you for bringing the joy to this fight.
He described his upbringing in small-town Nebraska, to teaching in Minnesota, to running for Congress in a deeply GOP district with zero experience and money.
Never underestimate a public school teacher.
Walz says the team is down a field goal in the fourth quarter, but has the ball and is driving.
And boy, do we have the right team.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump was at a campaign rally in Asheboro, North Carolina, where he railed against the Obamas and their speeches at the Democratic National Convention earlier this week.
You know, they always say, sure, please stick to policy, don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
Donald Trump yesterday. The nation's facing increasing threats from many corners, says FBI Director Christopher Wray. He wouldn't provide details, but mentioned cyber attacks. He spoke exclusively to the AP. Military commanders in Ukraine say some new recruits are poorly trained. When a plane landed at the airport in Melbourne, Australia this morning, a passenger took off through an emergency exit, walked along a wing, and then climbed down a jet engine to the tarmac, say authorities. He's under arrest. An investigation's underway. This is AP News. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop, and that could affect you. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Canadian National and CPKC Railroads have locked out their employees after a 12:01 a.m. Eastern deadline passed Thursday without new contract agreements with the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference. The union represents some 10,000 engineers, conductors, and dispatchers. All rail traffic in Canada and all shipments across the U.S. border have stopped. Also, some 30,000 commuters who take the train in Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal will have to find another way to get to work because those trains can't operate over CPKC's tracks while the railroad is shut down. Canadian National Railroad and CPKC are still operating in the U.S. and Mexico. I'm Donna Warder.
The Dow gained 55 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.